why don't we bring in Anthony Leung? Hi, Anthony. Thanks for joining us. David has just made a mention about what's been going on with the Chileans, but just take us through a little bit of background. From what one can read, these are your partners in South America.
That's right. They are partners, the 35% shield in our business there is Sundreams.
And they now want to buy the whole of Sun International instead of doing the deal on Sundreams. Just explain to us what went on there. It sounds very messy.
It's not quite instead of. I mean, I think we did a transaction last year. You'll recall we announced disposing 15% in Sundreams to Pacifica. That deal was approved last year. We got all the regulatory approvals. They're claiming that the long stop days have gone through, but it actually wasn't a long stop day. So we're busy dealing with them at the moment. We are fighting particularly, but this deal should conclude and we need to make sure they fulfill the obligations.
What's a long stop date?
Well, generally, most agreements will have a long stop date. And by that date, if conditions aren't fulfilled, the transaction will fall over. In this case, it wasn't the case. They don't fall over. And therefore, we're still in discussions and in arbitration with them.
But it sounds quite cheeky that they were going to pay you 1.5 billion rand for 15% of your South American subsidiary, but now they want to take the same money and buy control of your company. Have circumstances changed that much at Sun International?
No, well, it's not the same money. I think, in essence, if you read their offer, they were saying the litigation would remain. They wouldn't do anything about it. So they were suggesting to suspend. But given the materiality of it to the board, and we couldn't accept that position. So if they don't want to resolve, they need to resolve that before we would consider anything. In any event, it was very opportunistic. I don't think it'll offer anywhere near a fixed fair value. Yes, we're going through a tough time. We've got a liquidity issue. Times are difficult. We closed. We've got no revenue. Fortunately, we should be opening later today, and if not, by tomorrow at the latest. So liquidity is a big issue at the moment, not the value. We have a great business. The assets have been built, and certainly the value is there to grow into the future.
But how do you continue to operate with a partner in a major part of your business where they've shown themselves to be opportunistic like this?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, both of us have the same interest to make sure the company over there is successful. They've also got 35% stake, and both have to work together in the interest of the company. It does make things a little bit difficult compared to normal, but certainly our view on the company there is it needs to renew its licenses. It's got some issues there in terms of the renewal license, the renewals that are going to take place, and that's the priority. So I think the company's got its priorities mapped out for the next couple of years, and we will deal with the partner issues as a shareholder issue as opposed to a company issue.
The last time a South American company attempted to do a deal in South Africa was with Adcock Inc. I'm sure you recall with Brian Joffe, and I'm sure David recalls that very well. It really turned nasty until eventually Joffe managed to do the acquisition of Adcock Ingram, which I think he would, with hindsight, have preferred that somebody else had taken it over. Do you have any parallels here?
No, I don't think so. I think the difference is here. I mean, their offer has been so, our shares have rejected it outright. There's not one that I found supportive. And we have a lot of support for our rights issue that we're going from our shareholders. And that's the priority. As I said, it's a liquidity issue, not a problem with the business. The business is sound. Just prior to lockdown, you were seeing we released results with 91% up in earnings, debt under control. And right now, we just need the liquidity to continue operating, get through the COVID crisis. And I'm very confident that we will turn back to pre-COVID days down the line.
Anthony, just explain the strategy then with the rights issue.
Well, at this stage, obviously, there's a, as I mentioned, liquidity issue. I think we've got to balance the needs of the banks, the needs of the company, and shareholders' ability to put funding in the company. So we need the money right now to ensure the banks will give us the waiver of the covenants until next year so that we've got room to operate, room to recover, and we don't have the banks on our back trying to push to get money back at this point in time. So we've got the ability to trade through this, and that's the priority, really, the issue for the rights offer.
What do you make of the announcement from the tourism minister on Friday? Is that going to help the tourism sector?
Well, we still haven't got interprovincial travel, so we're still battling. And we don't understand, you know, Sun City can't operate without interprovincial travel. Same for Wild Coast. So I think from a tourism side, it's not the biggest part of our business, but certainly it's an important part and we want it back. And we need to keep pushing to get the interprovincial travel, even if it is based on a letter of confirmation, confirmed booking. And then we could reopen. So I think it will come down the line. The tourism minister has worked well with us. As the industry worked very well. The government obviously has to deal with their priorities. And I think we've proven that we can do it. And through the casino space, we'll prove that we can handle the environment. And that's critical. And once they see that, we're certainly hoping that they'll progress with the travel restrictions that are currently in place.
So the big thing is the provincial borders that are not able to be crossed at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, you go to the Wild Coast, you've got a bridge, a river, and there's the Wild Coast. All our customers are coming from KZN. So we're dealing with government seeing we can't do something in that circumstance. I mean, it's a critical income generator for those employees down in the Wild Coast. It's a really important asset for ours. And certainly for the employees, it's critical we get open so that they can start working again. So I think it's important, and influential travel is key. Sun City will not survive unless you've got people coming from Gauteng.
Have you had any opportunities to engage with the state or with the public officials on issues like this? Surely you would have thought that there might be a way around. If you have a booking in Sun City, then you could get yourself a permit to go across the provincial border between Gauteng and Northwest.
Yeah, we have engaged, and we obviously constantly following up on this. I mean, it was one of our, right up front, we said we'll need this as a requirement to open the tourism industry. So to say that 400,000 people are going back at work is a massive overstatement if you've still got these big restrictions on us. So, you know, even now, even like I say, in a casino environment, we've got only 50% of capacity. We've got no alcohol being served and no buffets. So we're limited in terms of how many employees we can bring back to work. And certainly a place like Sun City, which employs, you know, just not us alone, probably 3,000-4,000 people, you can't bring them back until you allow that travel. So I think the government will do a lot more lobbying. We're pushing hard. The government has been receptive to the tourism industry, hence why the president placed the emphasis. And I think these things will unlock with time. It's a very difficult position, and the government finds themselves in trying to balance the health of all industries trying to do things. You know, the cigarette industry, I think taking them to court hasn't worked very well for them. Certainly, we followed a different approach.
Well, let's hope that we get through this peak, because as we're all very aware, the COVID-19 pandemic is now really getting a lot of steam here in South Africa and elsewhere in the world. Anthony, will the rights issue be enough to see you through?
Absolutely. I mean, we had a lot of discussion on Shell's the other day, and there was the question, well, why don't you do more? Make sure. I think Shell is also under pressure in terms of the options and how much money they can put into different assets. I think at the end of the day, when you look out in a year's time as a shareholder, I would rather say you had the right number and come back if I haven't, because they can make that choice, that decision, because I think it's uncertain in the future. We all know that. I think the good thing, and just coming back to COVID, the death rate is plummeting. So that's a very important element, because it means it's easier to live with the virus. So the death rates come up drastically all around the world. And I think even in South Africa, it's slowing because the treatments are getting better. And that will enable us to live with the virus and therefore hopefully a quicker recovery down the line.
Indeed. And just for those who want to visit your resorts or go and play in the casinos, when do they reopen?
The casinos are opening tonight, and then obviously tomorrow we'll open all of them definitely, other than, as mentioned, Wild Coast, Sun City, Table Bay and Maslow won't open. But all the other casinos, the major metropolitan casinos, will open in the next day or two.
Anthony Leeming is the Chief Executive of Sun International. Thanks, Anthony, for being with us
Thank
today.
You.